what is the verse number? 10. We are reading from 1st Canto, 13th chapter, verse number 10. Bhavad Vidha Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Svanta Stena Gadabhrita Bhavad Vidha Bhagavata Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Svantastena Gadabhrita Bhavad Vidha Bhagavata Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Svantastena Gadabhrita Bhavad Vidha Bhagavata Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Svantastena Gadabhrita Matajis. Bhavat, your good self. Vidaha, like. Bhagavataha, devotees, Tirtha, the holy places of pilgrimage, Bhuta, converted into, Swayam, personally, Vibho, O powerful one, Tirthi Kurvanti, make into a holy place of pilgrimage, Tirthani, the holy places, Svantasthena, having been situated in the heart, Gadabhrita, the personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. Purport. The personality of Godhead is omnipresent by His diverse potencies everywhere, just as the power of electricity is distributed. gradually prepare oneself for the ultimate salvation, going back to Godhead. To go to some holy place of pilgrimage does not mean only to take a bath in the Ganges or Yamuna, to visit the temple situated in those places. One should also find the representatives of Vidura who have no desire in life, save and except to serve the personality of Godhead. The personality of Godhead is always with such pure devotees because of their unalloyed service, which is without any tinge of fruitive action or utopian speculation. They are in the actual service of the Lord, specifically by the process of hearing and chanting. The pure devotees hear from the authorities and chant, sing and write of the glories of the Lord. Mahamuni Vyasdev heard from Narada, then he chanted in writing. Shukadeva Goswami studied from his father and he described it to Parikshit. That is the way of Srimad Bhagavatam. So by their actions, the pure devotees of the Lord can render any place into place of pilgrimage, and the holy places are worth the name only on their account. Such pure devotees are able to rectify the polluted atmosphere of any place. What to speak of a holy place rendered unholy by the questionable actions of interested persons who try to adopt a professional life at the cost of the reputation of a holy place. Prabhupada ki jai. Chastre uktas tatha bhav yatayeva sadbhir. Srila Vishwanathan Thakur explains that the spiritual master, or for that matter any pure devotee of the Lord, is as good as the Supreme Lord, because he is carrying the Supreme Lord within his heart. Tomara Ridaye Sada Govinda Vishram Govinda Kahe Namora Vaishnava Paran. The Lord is manifested everywhere. There is nothing in this world which is devoid of the presence of Krishna. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastha. Krishna is situated within every living being, within every atom, in every nook and corner of the creation, in all the 14 planetary systems, in all the universes, material, spiritual. Yet, it is only the pure devotee who can experience the presence of the Lord. Stavar dekhe jangam dekhe, na dekhe tara murti, sarvatra hai ishta deva sfurti. That a pure devotee is one, when he sees anything moving or non-moving, he sees his Supreme Lord, Ishtadev, everywhere. That is the same thing is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna explains, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Cha Mai Pashyati. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything situated in me, for him I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So, such pure devotees, Vidura is of the caliber of such devotee. The very exalted Vaishnav, he is the son of Vyasadeva and brother of Maharaj Pandu and Dhritarashtra. And actually, he is the most exalted among the three. He is none other than one of the Mahajans, Yamaraj. Very difficult service. As you all know, Yamaraj's duty is to punish those who are violating the principles of God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. So Yamaraj was cursed by Manduka Muni to become Vidura, to become a Shudra, mercy of the Lord. And this gave him an opportunity to render direct service in the form of hearing and chanting. So here Vidura is rightly being glorified as a person who makes the holy places into holy places. The holy places are pure definitely because the Lord has performed his pastimes there. Just like in India we have Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannath Puri, Rameshwaram, Haridwar, Dwarka, Tirupati. India is the land of holy places. No doubt, these places are holy because the Supreme Personality of Godhead advented himself as Lord Krishna, as Lord Ramchandra, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord resides in his form of Daru Brahman, eternally in Jagannath Puri. The Lord has also manifested himself in the form of Mother Ganga. Ganga is actually non-different from Krishna. It is explained in the Brahma Vaivarta Puran that once when Lord Shiva was singing the glories of Krishna, Radha and Krishna, in the ecstasy of hearing the glorification of Mahadev, Radha and Krishna melted and appeared in the form of Ganga. So, because of the Supreme Lord's presence, or because of the presence of the Lord's Charanamrita Ganga, the places are holy, no doubt. But because of the, as Prabhupada writes in the last line of the purport, because of the questionable activities of many people who are not really following the principles but turning the holy places into a commercial center. And that is why the holy places sometimes, although they are eternally holy, but they cannot purify a person unless one associates with devotees there. The essence of all holiness is the presence of a pure Vaishnava. Sadhu Sangha, Sarvashastra Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarvasiddhi Hai. Mahaprabhu tells this verse to Sanatana Goswami in his Sanatana Shiksha, the bank of the river Ganga, that even a moment's association with a pure devotee can bring one to the highest perfection. Ganga, when Ganga was about to appear on earth, she had a condition that many people will take bath in me and they will thus make my water unholy or impure. So how will I be purified? The Lord explained that when pure devotees take bath in Ganga, they will purify Ganga of all the sins left by so many pilgrims who may be sinful also. In other words, the power of a Vaishnava's association, his instructions and his personal presence is more than even Mother Ganga. Ma Ganga can purify a person who touches the holy water, takes bath. But a Vaishnava is one, simply by seeing a Vaishnava, one becomes purified. We see in Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita how many innumerable incidents where Srila Prabhupada, just by his personal presence, could transform the heart of people. We also hear in teaching of Lord Chaitanya how Mrigrari, the hunter, was very cruel, demoniac, but by the causeless mercy of Narad Muni, was transformed into a pure Vaishnava. Similarly, by the mercy of Narada Muni, Valmiki became such a great sage. He could write this great literature. And in the same manner, many examples are there where Narottam Das Thakur, there's one very demonic person called Chandra Rai, was so demoniac, he was haunted by a ghost. He was so sinful that even the ghost was considering it as a punishment to be in the body of Chandra Rai. Even the ghost was thinking. Generally, we think I am unfortunate that I am haunted by a ghost. The ghost is thinking I am unfortunate. But Chandra Rai was delivered by the mercy of Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. The story of Rasikananda, the great disciple of Shyamananda Goswami. Such a magical power he had to transform people's life. The Muslim king at that time, Ahmad Beg, was not very favorable and he wanted to somehow get rid of Rasikananda. He challenged Rasikananda that if you are really a true saint or a devotee, you make this wild elephant into a devotee. So they had Rasikananda come to a place which was more like a big open area, like a like a big stadium kind of thing. And Rasikananda was there, and the mad elephant came running, charging towards Rasikananda. But Rasikananda was very tranquil, dependent on God. One who is dependent on Krishna can always be peaceful. And the mad elephant came charging at Rasikananda, but as soon as he came near, just by seeing Rasikananda, he was transformed. He actually bowed down. He actually bowed down in his own elephantine way. He offered obeisances. And Rasikananda whispered into his ear that the purpose of elephant life is to develop love for Krishna. He gave him this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this mad elephant became a wonderful Vaishnava just by moments association with Rasikananda. So that's why at all levels of advancement in spiritual life, beginning from the most neophyte level to the most exalted level, one should seek out the association of devotees who can inspire one to progress on the path of devotional service. Today is the appearance day? What is appearance? Appearance day of one such great devotee. I did not know that this will be the verse today, but this verse rightly fits about the great devotee who is an associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vakreshwar Pandit. What can one say about Vakreshwar Pandit? I will just repeat what Lord Chaitanya says. Lord Chaitanya says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, Vakreshwar Pandit could dance for 72 hours non-stop. He started dancing now, he could dance till Sunday. 72 hours. And Lord Chaitanya was so happy, he told Vakreshwar, O moon-faced, actually Vakreshwar told Lord, O moon-faced Lord Gauranga, give me 10,000 Gandharvas. It will make me happy if I can dance as they sing. And the Lord replied, I have only one wing like you. If I had another wing, I could fly in the sky. Vakreshwar Pandit, according to Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, which is the book written by Kavi Karanapur, he is Aniruddha among the Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. And also one of the Sakhis of Radharani, Shashi Rekha, also entered into him. Sometimes you find in Mahaprabhu's associates combined incarnation of two great personalities. Vakreshwar was present in the Kirtan at the house of Srivas Thakur. He was one of the lead dancers in the Rath Yatra party. In the fourth group where Govinda Ghosh was singing. And he would always dance ecstatically for the pleasure of the Lord. Mahaprabhu, as you all know this story, that Devananda Pandit had offended Srivas Thakur. It was in an assembly of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Srivas, upon hearing the nectarian words of Bhagavat, was experiencing love of God. And some of the disciples of Devananda Pandit, not understanding the greatness of Srivas, they threw him out of the assembly, insulted him. And because of this offense, Lord Chaitanya was so angry with Devananda Pandit. He would, one day when he was passing by, he actually came up to the asan where Devananda Pandit was speaking. Devananda Pandit was learned, self-controlled, righteous, scholar of the Bhagavatam. But he was not yet a devotee. Lord Chaitanya was so angry, he actually caught him by the neck. He said, Hey Devananda, what are you thinking? Do you think simply by knowledge of Shastra you can attain the Supreme Lord? He actually took his Bhagavatam and was about to rip it into pieces. The devotees controlled the anger ecstasy of the Lord. The Lord was very angry with him. But later on, the same Devananda Pandit offered some service to Vakreshwar Pandit. And when Vakreshwar Pandit would dance, Devananda Pandit would try to prevent that crowd from coming too close to disturb his dancing. And because of this service, the Lord was very happy with his service, and the Lord actually showed him mercy later on. This story is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. There's another story also that how there was a Brahman in Kuliya who had offended a devotee. And this was during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Ramkeli en route to Vrindavan. So when he came to Kuliya, Lord Chaitanya was fulfilling every devotee's desire and he was forgiving all offenders. It was here that Lord forgave Gopal Chapal, who had offended Srivas Thakur. And here one Brahman came and he fell down at the Lord's feet and he said, Dvija kahe prabhu mora eka nivedan ache tatha kahi yadi chane dehi man. My Lord, I have one request. I will tell you what it is. Please hear me with attention for one moment. Bhaktera prabhav mui pai na janiya. I am so sinful. I did not know the glories of devotional service. I have offended. I have blasphemed Vaishnavas. I would always blaspheme Vaishnavas by statements like, who can be a Vaishnava in Kali Yuga? What is this chanting Hare Krishna? When I remember all those incidents, my heart is burning with repentance. I want to atone. You are very merciful, my Lord, to deliver the entire world. You are as powerful as a lion. Please tell me how I can become free from this offense. On hearing the sincere words of that Brahman, Sri Shachinandan smiled and gave him the remedy. He said, Shunadvija vishakari jai mukha bhakshan sei mukhe kari jabe amrita grahan. O Brahman, one who has taken poison must drink nectar with the same mouth. Vishahai jirna deha hayena amar amrita prabhave eka shunase uttar. The effect of the poison will be neutralized and by the influence of the nectar, his body will become immortal. Now I will explain the meaning of this, said Lord Chaitanya. He said, O Brahman, all the blasphemous statements that you spoke in ignorance, they are just like poison. Now you must constantly drink the supreme nectar of chanting the name and qualities of Krishna with the same mouth. Now, there is a nice purport by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur which I would like to read. Hari, Hari. Hari, Hari means somebody is sleeping in the class. Not in the direction where I am seeing, because in the Srimad Bhagavatam there is one sloka. Yat kirtanam, yat smaranat, yat chenam, yat vandanam, yat shravanam, yat archanam. Lokasya sadyo vidunati kalmasham tasmat subhadra shruvi namuna. I offer my obeisances unto the all auspicious Supreme Lord Krishna, about whose glorification, remembrance, audience, hearing can cleanse the effect of all the sins. The highest perfectional gain of humanity, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, is to engage in the process of hearing and chanting the glories and the name and the fame of the Supreme Lord. So Lord Chaitanya told him, by that same mouth with which you blasphemed the Vaishnavas, with that same mouth now you should glorify the Vaishnavas. Now Srila Saraswati Thakur writes one nice purport. He says, if an offender blasphemes Vaishnava, he can attain auspiciousness if he glorifies the Vaishnavas while repenting and admitting the offenses. In other words, it is not simply an automatic process. It's not that, okay, 10 minutes repent, 10 minutes blasphemy, 20 minutes glorification, neutral. It's not a mechanical process. It's not that, okay, Monday I will blaspheme, Tuesday I will repent. Then Wednesday again I will blaspheme and Thursday. If this has happened inadvertently or because of ignorance or because of pride, then one should repent continuously as he atones by glorifying Krishna or by glorifying the Vaishnavas. And of course, if possible, to go and physically beg forgiveness. This offense is so great that even Lord Chaitanya did not show mercy to Shachi Mata. It's an extreme case. Because of her slight mental offense to the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. The Lord wanted to make a point. When you want to make a point, it's good to take extreme example. The Lord wanted to make a point. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes here that if by taking poison one becomes affected by the poison, the body can become healthy by drinking remedial nectar. Sometimes the doctors give antidote. Somebody has taken by mistake, you give an antidote to take out the poisonous effect. Similarly, the sin born of blaspheming Vaishnavas, which is not nullified by millions of atonements, can be destroyed at once by glorifying Vaishnavas and at the same time not blaspheming again. O Brahmana, Mahaprabhu told him, go and compose songs and poetries describing the glories of the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Glorification of devotees is so exalted that even the Lord relishes the glories of his devotee. The glories of Krishna are full of nectar and they neutralize the poisonous effect of blasphemy. I am telling you the truth, said Lord Gauranga. Those who unknowingly blaspheme Vishnu or the Vaishnavas can be delivered from all sinful reactions if they always glorify Vishnu and the Vaishnavas and never engage in blasphemy. Go and describe the glories of the devotees and all your sinful reaction will be destroyed. On hearing this word from the Lord's mouth, all the Vaishnavas jubilantly chanted, Jai, Jai,
Jai,
Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari.
And in this way this offense was mitigated. When Gaurachandra was enacting his pastimes as a householder, at that time Devananda Pandit did not have any faith in the Supreme Lord. Although he was a scholar of Bhagavatam, it's interesting. Bhagavatam is about Krishna, Krishna is Gauranga. But until you are blessed by the mercy of a devotee, you cannot have faith in the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes see here in India also, many people have some faith in the name of Krishna, but no understanding of the glories of Lord Gauranga. So Devananda Pandit was like that. He was a great scholar, yet not yet a devotee. He was therefore unable to understand the Lord. Sarvamattacharya was a great scholar, but he could not accept the words of Gopinath Acharya that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of God. Although he had the qualification to see the Lord, only Krishna knows why he was unable. So later on, Devananda Pandit had the good fortune of meeting Vakreshwar Pandit. About Vakreshwar Pandit, it is said, Vakreshwara Pandita Chaitanya Priya Jana Brahmanda Pavitre Jara Smaranena Matra. Vakreshwar Pandit is such a dear associate of Lord Chaitanya. Simply by remembering him, the entire universe becomes purified. He was always overwhelmed with feelings of separation from Krishna. Even the demigods and demons were amazed. Just see the dancing of Vakreshwar Pandit. When he would dance, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he would exhibit all the symptoms like tears in the eyes, shivering, perspiration, laughing, standing of hairs, roaring, sometimes the body becoming pale. Who has the power to describe the greatness of Vakreshwar Pandit's unlimited manifestations of ecstatic love? By the arrangement of Providence and being bound by the affection of Devanand Pandit, Vakreshwar Pandit stayed for some time in Devanand Pandit's ashram. This was in Kulia. And there Lord Chaitanya enjoyed the mellows, Vakreshwar Pandit enjoyed the mellows of ecstatic love. Just by seeing the effulgent body of Srila Vakreshwar Pandit and his devotional service to Vishnu, which is incomparable in the three worlds, Devanand Pandit became greatly pleased and sincerely served him with affectionate love. As long as Vakreshwar Pandit danced, Devanand Pandit would take a stick in his hand and guard so as to prevent any disturbances. He would personally keep people away from Vakreshwar, and when Vakreshwar is about to fall unconscious, Devananda would catch him, would catch him in his arms. That must be after 72 hours, I guess. He would affectionately clean the dust from Vakreshwar Pandit's body, and he would actually smear his whole body with the dust of Vakreshwar Pandit. While Vakreshwar Pandit was staying with Devananda Pandit, Devananda observed his glories, and thus he developed faith in Lord Gauranga. It's interesting. Devananda Pandit had no faith in Lord Gauranga when Gauranga Mahaprabhu was the householder. But because Devananda Pandit served Vakreshwar Pandit, I try to understand, Devananda Pandit is also a great devotee. I mean, in one sense, not yet, but to be a great scholar of Bhagavatam, self-controlled, perfect in etiquette. But only by serving Vakreshwar Pandit, he got faith that Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord and I must take shelter of him. Similarly, Prabodhananda Saraswati has written a book called Chaitanya Chandramrita, where he explains that only by serving one who is very dear to Lord Gauranga can one get faith in the mercy of Lord Gauranga. Otherwise, one may even chant Hare Krishna for many, many births. Without the merciful shelter of the lotus-like feet of Lord Chaitanya, it is very difficult to attain Vraj Prem or entrance into the realm of Sri Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu's mercy coming through the eternal associates like Srila Prabhupada can give one entrance into Vrindavan. The fruits of serving Vaishnavas described in the Puranas were directly seen in the incident of Devananda Pandit serving Vakreshwar Pandit. From his birth, he was religious-minded, detached, learned. He thought nothing else except Bhagavatam, peaceful, self-controlled, free from greed, many good qualities. But he had no faith in Lord Gauranga. And this mentality was destroyed by the mercy of Vakreshwar Pandit. Krishna seva haite Vaishnava seva bada. The service of Vaishnava is superior to the service of Lord Krishna. This is what is illustrated by this pastime. See, Devananda Pandit was reading Bhagavatam. That is like serving Krishna. Bhagavat is Krishna. But he had not served the person Bhagavatam. Without serving the person Bhagavat, the word Bhagavat, you cannot understand. Even if you are a Sanskrit scholar, 12 years you may have studied Sanskrit. You may know all the sandhis and the rules. You may even understand the meaning on an intellectual level. But the true import of Bhagavat is revealed to one who has surrendered to a pure Vaishnava. Narottam Das Thakur served Loknath Goswami. You find all the great acharyas. That service to Vaishnavas. Bhagata Seva. What is that? Paramasiddhi Premalatikara Mool. It's the Premalatika means the creeper of devotion. The mool, the root of that is service to the Vaishnavas. And not only senior Vaishnavas, but any Vaishnava. When Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, the residents of Kulina Gram, Ramananda Basu and Satyaraj Khan, they approached and said, "My Lord, we are very degraded householders. How can we be delivered?" Lord Chaitanya said two things. What are those two things? Service to the Vaishnavas and chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then they asked, "Who is a Vaishnava?" What did Lord Chaitanya reply? "Who is a Vaishnava? Anyone who chants even once." Of course, later on he gave higher definitions. But even the first definition is important. Just to serve anybody who is chanting Hare Krishna is a privilege. The highest thing is to serve Krishna, but even higher than that, even higher than the highest, is to serve Krishna's devotees. Gopir Bhartur Padakamalayor Das Dasanu Das. Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is quoting that verse here. Sarvara Vaishnava Pujya Swarge Marte Rasatale Devatanam Manushyanam Tathaiva Yaksha Rakshanam. The Vaishnavas are worshipable in Swarga, in Dharti, in Hell, in and they are superior to demigods, human beings, Yakshas and Rakshasas. The superior to Rakshasas is not a very big thing, but they even superior to demigods. Sarva Deva Mayo Guru. Krishna explains to Uddhava that in the spiritual master, all the demigods are there. All demigods are there. He's as good as Supreme Lord. Acharya Mam Vijaniya. There may be a doubt whether the servants of Krishna will attain perfection or not. But there is absolutely no doubt that those who are attached to serving Krishna's devotees will attain perfection. It's a very strong statement in Chaitanya Bhagavat, quoted from, it's also mentioned in some other literature like Itihas Samuchaya. Etebe Vaishnava Seva Param Upaye Bhagata Seva Haite Se Sabat Krishna Paye. Therefore, service to Vaishnavas is the best means of deliverance. Everyone can attain Krishna by serving the devotees. Purport by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Many people may not attain any fruits by serving Krishna, but by serving the devotees of Krishna, attainment of Krishna is guaranteed. If one serves the lotus feet of anyone who serves the lotus feet of Vakreshwar Pandit, he becomes qualified to attain love for Krishna. Because Krishna resides in the body of Vakreshwar. Whenever Vakreshwar dances, Krishna happily dances along with him. Obviously, he has to dance, right? If your devotee is dancing, Krishna is dancing. Whenever Vakreshwar resides, is more sanctified than all the holy places. It is Vaikuntha, wherever pure devotee is there. It is said about Haridas Thakur that every moment he is taking bath in all the holy places. How is it possible? Even if you have a helicopter, you know. One bath in Vrindavan, Yamuna, it will take some time to reach Ganga in Mayapur. You know. But Haridas Thakur is taking bath constantly everywhere because he is constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, this is what Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says. That's all the holy places becomes manifest. Of course, Krishna is there in everyone's heart. Right? Not only in pure devotee's heart, but Krishna specially manifests in the heart of pure devotee. It's like electricity is there everywhere. But you have to know the process to tap electricity. The process means have to be there. Finally, by the influence of Vakreshwar Pandit's association, Devananda developed an intense desire to see Gaurachandra. And when Gauranga Mahaprabhu came, Devananda Pandit offered obeisances. And Lord Chaitanya actually made him, he was hesitant. He was sitting in the corner. He was afraid. But Lord Chaitanya called him, made him sit nearby, excused all his offenses and bestowed his mercy. The Lord said, Tumi je sevila Vakreshwar, ataye vahila tumi o amara gochar. You are able to see me only because you have served Vakreshwar. Vakreshwar Pandit possesses the full potency of Supreme Lord. Anybody who serves Vakreshwar Pandit will attain Krishna. Krishna personally resides in the heart of Vakreshwar Pandit. When Vakreshwar dances, Krishna dances. Any places that is associated with Vakreshwar Pandit is equal to all the holy places, as good as Vaikuntha. When the Brahman heard the Lord's word, he folded his hands and he begged forgiveness. And he asked, how should I read Bhagavatam? I am giving lectures on Bhagavatam. Please tell me what I should speak. Lord said, when you speak about Bhagavatam, in the beginning you should speak about devotional service. In the middle you should speak about devotional service. And in the end you should speak about devotional service. Because there's nothing else. I will just take 5 minutes more. Just to complete this glorification of Vakreshwar Pandit. It is said in the purport, one other purport of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur in the Vakreshwar Pandit's pastime. He says here, through serving the devotee, Kuliya's Devanand Pandit became a believer in Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. This good fortune visited where Vakreshwar came to stay in Like those Brahmins in Krishna Leela, you know. They were also reading Shastras, but they could not recognize. But was nevertheless a great scholar, very austere. He read no other scripture other than Bhagavatam. He was devoted to Supreme Lord, free from the domination of senses, self-controlled. Nonetheless, he was not a believer in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By Vakreshwar's mercy, this misunderstanding was dispelled. The Lord said to Vakreshwar that I am very happy. I already read that part. I am very happy that you have served my devotee. After Mahaprabhu had Bhagavatam can refer either to the Holy Scripture, Supreme Lord, or to the devotees of Bhagavan. The only object of the Bhagavatam is to elucidate pure devotion. So it is not different from the pure devotee. One who speaks from Bhagavatam with this knowledge will attain auspiciousness. And then finally, Lord Chaitanya says, if somebody thinks I understand Bhagavatam, he does not understand Bhagavatam. Right? Do you understand Bhagavatam? Yeah. You don't understand. Then it means you understand. On the other hand, an ignorant person also who takes shelter of the Bhagavatam through his devotees will directly perceive its meaning. Bhagavatam is pure love. It is incarnation of Krishna. Krishna is Sadhamupagate. It recounts Krishna's most intimate activities. After recounting the Vedas and the Puranas, Vedavyas felt unsatisfied. But as soon as Bhagavat manifested on his tongue, his mind was satisfied. Another important pastime of Vakreshwar Pandit, you see, after some time he went to stay in Jagannath Puri, where Lord Chaitanya was staying. And he would go regularly to Tota Gopinath Mandir to hear Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. And he had one very outstanding disciple whose name was Gopal Guru. You know that story of Gopal Guru? He told Lord Chaitanya, why are you holding your tongue? You know, while you are going to answer nature's call, because death can occur any time. So Mahaprabhu called him Gopal Guru. Later on, Gopal Guru took initiation from Vakreshwar, the guru of Lord Chaitanya, Gopal Guru. Of course, he was a great devotee. So he went to Vakreshwar Pandit. He took shelter of Vakreshwar Pandit. In his childhood, Gopal Guru personally served Lord Chaitanya and he displayed extraordinary power. Actually, during childhood, he was not yet pure devotee. So once Abhiram Thakur came to offer obeisances. Has he come here to this temple, Abhiram Thakur? Some of you may be alive. He had this power. If you would offer obeisances, the person were not pure, he would die. So Lord Chaitanya, he took Gopal Guru in his lap to protect him, because yet he was a child. And later on, Mahaprabhu himself called Gopal as Gopal Guru. This was before he became purified. He was called Gopal. Then later on he was called Gopal Guru. And you know this deity in Gambira, Jagannath Puri? There is one deity called Radhakanta. That deity was first worshipped by Vakreshwar Pandit. Then it was given to Gopal Guru. And Gopal Guru had one disciple whose name was Dhyanchandra Goswami. Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari.
His name was Dhyanchandra Goswami. Hari, Hari. Sometimes it may mean that I am feeling sleepy also. You know? So Dhyanchandra Goswami, after his death, when Gopal Guru's body, you know this place in Jagannath Puri where the ocean is there, Haridas Thakur Samadhi, some of you have been there. So near that area is called Swargadwar. So they were taking the body of Gopal Guru for the final rites. And some of the representatives of the king came and they decided that we will close the Gambira. The Radhakanta Mutt, we will not allow any more worship to go on. So Dhyanchandra was so distressed, he called out for his Guru's mercy. And Gopal Guru, he rose from the dead, so to say. He came out. They were taking his body and he got up. It happened with Narottam also, you know. In Narottam Das Thakur also. So he immediately got up and he went to the temple. He called the king and he made everything was alright and came back to the place where his samadhi was supposed to be built. Even after that, there was some devotees were having some program in Vrindavan, in his remembrance, and he appeared there. Have you seen Srinivas Acharya's Samadhi in Vrindavan? It's near Radharaman temple. So that place, Gopal Guru appeared again. And devotees were amazed. They were very happy also. So, if you go to Jagannath Puri, you will see the deity of Gopal Guru in this Radhakant Mutt, just at the entrance of Gambhira. And many people in Orissa, they are in the line of Vakreshwar Pandit. Vakreshwar Pandit is one of the branches of Lord Chaitanya. In the Adi Leela, there is a list of branches of Lord Chaitanya, branches of Nityananda, branches of Gadadhar. So, Vakreshwar Pandit is sometimes described as branch of Lord Chaitanya and sometimes as branch of Gadadhar. He was the chief dancer in the Kirtan party, in the fourth Kirtan party in Rath Yatra, where the singer was Govinda Ghosh. Vakreshwar Pandit's disappearance day is the sixth day of the Ashad month. Today is the sixth day, correct? Today is appearance day also, disappearance is mentioned. Appearance day is whatever day today it is there. So let us pray for the mercy of Vakreshwar Pandit.